from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's time to talk about the crew. Brought to you by Pool Park in Menominee Falls. Pool Park, a family-owned business that's been around since 1964, specializes in above-ground and semi-in-ground pools, hot tubs, water care, and pool service and maintenance. Plus, get 5% off cleaning supplies if you're wearing your favorite crew apparel. It's Wisconsin Sports Daily. Served up by Wendy's with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on The Fan.
All right, our guy Andrew Wagner joins us now. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. He told me he's got some breaking news here on The Fan. What do we got, Andrew Wagner?
It's not good news. No, The Brewers have not made a blockbuster trade. But, a day after getting Devin Williams back, now the Brewers got to put Trevor McGill on the IL.
Come on! Why?
I know, right? He's got a lower back issue, so he's going to be out for a little bit. I mean, man, the hits just keep coming for this pitching staff. It's mind-boggling at this point. I thought I was having a bad year. Man.
So they lost Z, they lost Hudson, and now they lost McGill.
Yep. And, you're thinking, all right, you're getting all these bad breaks. Now you're getting Devin back, and your bullpen backs down a little bit, and you can use McGill in your eighth inning role. You can use Z there in the seventh, and now you lose both those guys. You're losing Hudson. I mean, it's uncanny. I mean, whatever voodoo hex, maybe Craig Counsell put it on when he bolted for Chicago or something, but this is just, I mean, it's hard to fathom at this point.
So then, not knowing exactly how long McGill is out, but you know Hudson's out for a while. They pretty much said that, and that kind of played into getting Mears from Colorado. So I wonder then if this is changing what they're doing right now, whether or not they've said, screw the starter, we're going to go try and find another reliever to put in this bullpen. I wonder if that's what's going on as far as why they haven't been able to get a starter to this point.
Yeah, and when we had our sit-down, we had about an hour-long chat with Matt Arnold last Friday afternoon, and you see, we asked what is the primary objective here, and you're thinking starter, right? But the goal was really they're looking for length at this point, whether it's someone who can provide length at the beginning of the games or in the middle of games or wherever it is, they just need someone that can cover innings at this point, regardless of where they pitch. And I think that's just even more important now, finding a guy that can go out there and pick up innings, and maybe in a way this kind of takes the pressure off, not having to go out there and focus on, the top of the line starter. Obviously, it'd be nice to have. I mean, there's a contender in all of baseball that wouldn't want that, but the prices are going to be high and those guys are hard to come by. But finding length options definitely something. I wonder if the corresponding move could maybe be a Deal Hall coming back up, because he's a guy that can give you that length, can give you multiple innings. He was very good in that role for the Orioles last year, especially in the playoffs. But I think that's where the primary focus is right now, just finding length, finding someone that can cover innings, because, I mean, they're just getting decimated here. I mean, it's almost unfair when you look at the list of injuries that this pitching staff has had.
Again, I'm just going to throw this out there, because the Cardinals have done this for years back in the day, which is they take one of their top pitching prospects come September, they put him in the back end of the bullpen, and they have him pitch out of the bullpen, and then the following year they end up into the starting rotation after they get some experience. Do you think that might be a possibility for Mizorowski, where they put him maybe in the bullpen come September to give them another weapon?
I mean, absolutely. And forget using the Cardinals as an example. I mean, you don't have to look very far to see an example of that plan working. The Brewers did that with Freddie Peralta. They did it with Corbin Burns. They did it a little bit with Brandon Woodruff. I could very easily, and I think that's kind of the plan with D.L. Hall, to be quite honest. You know, they see this guy as being a starter. They see Mizorowski being a starter. He still has to work in his ancillary pitches. But as a guy to come give you, you know, 2-3 innings out of the bullpen, you know, kind of like they're doing with Bryce Wilson now, I mean, I think that's a great option, and I think they're kind of running out of options at this point.
Trade deadline couldn't come at a better time for the Brewers if they need to cover some bases here. Now it's just a matter of how much are they willing to give up to kind of patch this thing together to get to the finish line. Baseball coverage on WSSP is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. That's T-Mobile.com/switch.
You can send us then to the good folks at T-Mobile. I'm currently speaking to you on a phone with T-Mobile service. So, you know, there you go.
Nice. That's very good. I did not know that, but that's very good, Andrew Wagner. Okay, let's talk about a couple of the other guys right now for the Brewers. It looks like Garrett Mitchell is starting to look more like Garrett Mitchell now, up to 275 for the month of July. What have you seen from Mitchell?
Mitchell's looking good. I mean, I think just getting regular action and getting back into the swing of things, getting comfortable again after being not just out for so long, but being gone for so long. You know, just baseball is different than any other sport. We talk about this all the time. Because you're so close together, so much of your time is spent together. Season is so long. You know, when you're coming, same as getting traded to a team, when you're coming into a group, it's already been established. It takes a little time to get comfortable mentally and, you know, I guess spiritually maybe is the word for it. And Mitchell is one of these guys he's talked about a lot. Just be present, be where your feet are is kind of his mantra. And I think it takes a little time for guys to do that, especially when they've been gone so long, even though they're part of the team. And I think you're starting to see that. You know, he came back just before the break, got a little bit of action. Everyone separates for a little bit. Now he's back in the lineup almost every day, being around the guys, having his routine, you know, just getting back to normal. And I think once guys are able to do that, you see them relax a little bit more. When guys relax a little bit more, you see them play a little bit better.
Time with Andrew Wagner, Forbes Sports.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Sports, follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. Sal Frelick, he's hitting in the 240s for this month. He moves up and down and all over the lineup to this point. Blake Perkins has seen some run as well. The problem is that without Christian Yelich, you need somebody else to get going here. And Garrett Mitchell obviously plays. Churio obviously plays, or at least he should be playing every day, even though he had another off day over the weekend. Who's going to be that other guy to step up with that bat to kind of help fill Yelich's missing bat in this lineup?
I mean, that's the question that remains to be seen. You kind of hit the nail right on the head. When a guy goes down, it's up to everybody else to step up. Listen, you're not going to replace, and everyone knows this, you're not going to replace Christian Yelich's production. And I think what Murph is doing is reminding these guys, you don't need to go out there and be Christian Yelich. You just need to go out there and be you. And I think obviously they like to find a way to replicate Christian Yelich's, you know, left-handed production. That would definitely be helpful. But you're not going to find anyone that's going to be able to put up those kind of numbers. That said, you do need someone to get hot. You do need someone to, like, lock in and kind of, okay, it's my turn now to heat up and go on a little bit of a run, and when I start to cool off, someone else will pick me up. You know, it's kind of a bigger version of keep the line moving. And I think all those guys are capable of it. We're seeing a little bit of it out of Garrett Mitchell, and Frelick has shown that he's got the ability to go on those hot stretches. And I mean, Churio has just been, you know, lightning in a bottle lately. So maybe the proper answer is a little of all. You know, if all those guys kind of play up to their ability, all right, now you're making some headway here. Now you're staying afloat. And really, that's all you got to do. You know, no one's expecting them to run away with this thing now with Yelich out. What you got to do is maintain your lead and pick up a little bit of ground when you have that opportunity. And the only way you do that is by just playing your game every day. And not trying to be the guy that you're trying to replace, if that makes sense.
No, I get it. But Bryce Terang, we talked about this earlier. This ain't the same Bryce Terang as we saw earlier in the year. This looks more like the Bryce Terang that we watched last year. What's changed? Have they just made adjustments against him from a pitching standpoint? Has he talked about that at all?
I think that's pretty much what it is. And it's kind of like the reverse of what we've seen out of Jackson Churio. You know, he got off to that really, really good start over the first 2-3 weeks or so, and then kind of went into a funk as opposing pitchers started to adjust to him and figure out, you know, where his heat charts are. And then it's up to a young player to make those counter adjustments. And the fact that he's done it already leads you to believe he'll be able to do it again. And the thing that you got to keep in mind is, yeah, it stinks right now that he's kind of scuffling at a time when they need the offensive help, but man, he is still just rock solid with the glove.
Oh, yeah.
Those two plays yesterday, I mean, you just don't see that. He saved 4 runs, you know, in back-to-back at-bats.
Yep.
I mean, that was – people wonder why they're not giving him a blow, and he probably would need one. But when you're playing defense that good, you know, that makes up, in a way, for your bad bat. You may not be generating offense, but you're definitely preventing offense.
I have one last one for you, Andrew Wagner. Yeah. Has anybody brought up to Pat Murphy yet about possibly using an opener for Freddie Peralta?
Not yet, but I wouldn't be shocked if you see that coming. I mean, it's a little unorthodox considering who he is and the way you use openers. But I mean, at this point, you got to try something, right?
You got to
give it out there. Yeah. So I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, Freddie is. I said this the other day when Thunder was filling in, and you know, we talk about three true outcomes in baseball offensively. Freddie is a 3 true outcomes pitcher, man. Like, his first 3 at-bats the other day were the 3 true outcomes, a walk, a strikeout, and a home run.
Yep.
So they need to see some consistency out of him. I mean, give the guy credit. You know, he's not getting blown out and run out early, and he's still sitting there needing it, but you need more from Freddie Peralta. You really do. At this point now, you need more from Freddie Peralta.
But the thing is, this isn't the first time in the career he's had problems with first innings. He had this earlier in his career.
It kind of reminds me of Zach Davies back in the day when he was doing,
yes,
you know, he would get lit up at home and he kind of changed his routine, you know, maybe little things like that. But, I mean, it's it's definitely something to keep an eye on. You know, I'm not going to say it's overly concerning because I kind of try to reserve that for, like, physical ailments. If you're seeing his fastball velocity drop, you know, wildly, and if you hadn't seen this out of him before, you'd be like, okay, what's going on? But the thing is, you have seen this from him before, and it's just kind of who he is as a pitcher. It's not making an excuse because they need better from him. I mean, there's no doubt about it. But he's done this a lot in his career, and if he's going to take that next step, he's got to figure out those early jitters, old early woes, whatever it is. And I will say this, you know, just based on what you've seen from the Brewers in the past, between Chris Hook and Walter McKinven, you got to believe that they're sitting there and they're digging through tape in the computer and trying to figure out something to make adjustments for Freddie to get him out of this. Because, I mean, they're not gonna do what they want to do if Freddie keeps doing that.
Exactly. 1,000%. No question. Andrew Wagner, Forbes Sports, led the segment with the breaking news, with more bad news. Trevor McGill, lower back issue, headed to the IL, so now they're without Trevor McGill as well, just when they got Devin Williams back yesterday. Thank you so much, my friend. We'll talk to you again on Friday.
Yeah, can you tell the guys from Pool Park, see if they've got anything in, like, a 4-foot wading pool that a 46-year-old fat old guy can put in his backyard to cool off this week? You know,
ooh, maybe. All right, I'll see. I won't use that. I won't use your direct words, but I'll check about the wading pool. Yeah, I'll see what I can do.
All right, brother, you have a good one.
Take care. There he is. By Andrew Wagner on Twitter. Hey, summer has officially arrived, so has a brand new frosty flavor from Wendy's, introducing the Triple Berry Frosty. Now with 3 times the berries as other frosty treats that Wendy's sells, folks, that's a 300% increase in berry volume. Don't ask me to do the math. Here's what I do know. It's a perfect summer vibe and the frosty you know and love. Get yourself down to Wendy's and kick off your best summer ever with the new Triple Berry Frosty, available midnight or later.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.